It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
You hit, oh my God, you are so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I think I just feel your love.
Oh, of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. That's right. We're in the flow together today. Hi, everybody. It's Summer. Thank you for joining me for this episode, today's podcast. We're continuing to explore the lack cycle. The lack cycle. It sounds like a book. I think I should write a book. The lack cycle. But what it refers to is this kind of thinking that we have in our lives often where we always expect there not to be enough. We are in competition. We probably won't get what we're asking for. We begin to automatically not respond to life with that mindset, but we pre-act, we pre-spawned, not respond, we pre-spawned into our futures with that mindset. And as somebody who understands law of attraction, as somebody who is a manifester, as someone who practices flow dreaming or listens to Jerry Nestor Hicks, any of that, you understand that what you are creating around you now, what you are anticipating, what you are projecting in your energy is what in fact comes to be. So we dig into the lack cycle knowing that we're changing what we expect. And in return, life will change its response to us. So this is my third in this series. I hope you're enjoying them so far. You can find all of these, of course, through all the past episodes in this cycle and many others on iTunes, also through my website at flowdreaming.com. I think Stitcher is carrying them now, ctr.com, of course. Lots and lots and lots of places that you can find the show now. So go check them out and mostly subscribe. That's really helpful. Your subscriptions as well as your reviews and comments do so much for the podcast. It's really the only way that a podcast can start to be, you know, spread around and get publicity and become known is because it's totally driven by those of you who listen to it. So my huge thanks and appreciation go to you guys. So we're going to explore this lack cycle today. We're also, of course, going to be doing a flow dream together where we delve into the feeling of security in our life, where we reverse this anticipation that we don't have enough and we begin to feel the exact opposite. Some of you guys know flow dreaming in and out, up and down, and you understand exactly what you're in for this hour. Others of you are new to it and you're thinking, she said law of attraction. I've kind of heard of that. You're wondering where I'm going to go with it. I teach a way to manifest and create in the world that is incredibly powerful and effective. And it's something I have been doing for years and years and years, kind of derived from a practice my family has done. I come from a multi-generational family of people like myself who have always worked with universal energy, who has always read the future, who've always read other people's minds. It just so happens that, gosh, in today's world, we have podcasts and ways to reach people. And so I get to talk about this and spread the word about it as opposed to, you know, how it kind of used to be, which was only my friends and family knew about it. So this is what I teach, how to manifest, how to create. I also teach the other side of that. It's all the same energy, of course. So the other side of it means instead of creating something, I'm actually receiving something. One is putting energy into flow, creating, you know, putting together sort of these universal diagrams or blueprints or templates for what we want. But I also receive information out from flow, out from universe, out from source. This comes to me empathically, meaning through my feelings, through what I just know and feel, because emotion for me is my tool of choice. It is the most powerful thing inside me. It's the most powerful thing inside you. Why do you think our emotions are so heavily controlled and circumscribed? And we are taught from early on, don't cry, control yourself. We're taught to fear our emotions because they're so dang strong. Now, when we're taught to fear our emotions, I want you to notice right here, that's a parallel to the lack cycle. We are fearing our strength. We are fearing that very ability in us to create, to know, to perceive. We're told, no, back away from it. Expect lack from it. Expect that it will only harm you. Expect that it will hurt you. Right there is the beginning of our lack cycle for so many of us. When we were told, close down, don't trust it, don't be a girl. Or if you are a girl, don't be a girl who cries all the time, or she tries to manipulate through her crying, or, oh my goodness, I have heard everything. And I have just chucked those feelings right out of my life. I no longer believe that way. Your emotions, you've been in the midst of an emotional crisis, an emotional breakdown before. You know they're stronger than your thoughts. If your thoughts were almighty and good, you know, all this work we do to change our thoughts and affirm our thoughts and affirmations and all this, if our thoughts were so great, then they would always be in control. We would never have meltdowns. We would never obsess over our exes. We would never get mad at work. We would never get bummed out by our friends. We'd never get elated and filled with joy when we fall in love, when we hold our baby in our arms. Now, emotions are king. Emotions are queen. They rule. They're your most powerful ally. You read the universe with them. You write to the universe with them. It's a skill set. It is amazing. Once you get into it, you discover too, hey, what about that whole self-love thing? Right? I love flow because you see how I'm kind of just on this riff right now. Everything ties right back together. It's so complete, cohesive, and whole. That self-love thing, that's emotion. You can go your whole life just trying to heal your love for yourself. Then you could spend a whole other life trying to figure out how to love other people. Then you could spend another whole life figuring out how to let those people love you. What is this? Again, emotion. Pick up the tools of flow dreaming. Pick up the tools of flow. And all of these areas get healed and addressed. Again, what is self-love or lack of self-love? That's the lack cycle again. That's not having enough. You're not giving it to yourself. You're not allowing it to yourself. You see, this lack cycle goes through everything. Emotions go through everything. This is core fundamental work in your life. If you are on the path of self-development, self-expression, and particularly expansion and the idea of going big, then flow is the accelerator for you. So all that being said, I'm glad you're listening because this is exactly what I teach in these hours and hours and hours, 400 plus hours now of this free podcast that is now in its ninth year. The other thing I'm doing before we dip into my special topic, which is the security aspect of the lack cycle, is I want to mention Me School. That's M.E.School, the Me School of Flow. The M stands for manifesting. The E stands for empathic intuition. It could easily stand for emotion too, because that's what we use predominantly within this school. This program is the best thing I have ever put together. This and the Diamond Circle, those two. And I have been playing and tinkering, experimenting, helping students, mentoring, working one-on-one. Hundreds of hours I have logged into crafting and developing this to really time things to help people through expansion points in their self-growth and expansion points in their ability to create and manifest. Now I've added the final component, teaching you how to read energy, bringing your intuitiveness into the fore of your life. So it's no longer something in the background. It's no longer something that you just pay attention to sometimes, so that your intuition is not something you are not trusting of, or you're confused. Is it intuition, or is it fear, or is it hope, or is it doubt, or is it intuition? Should I listen? Should I ignore it? I'm going to teach you all of that. Starts next month. Me School. June, July. Jump in only once a year. Are you going to have the opportunity to enroll in this? Once a year. And it's a long course. It's a year course. This doesn't mean, though, every single month you are having to work like a dog. No, believe me, you have playtime, you have fun time, you'll have time to relax, enjoy, experiment, you'll have time to take your vacations, you'll have time to do everything. The thing is, though, there's so much information here, and I want to feed it to you at a pace you can absorb. I want to see you practice, I want to see you explore, I want to see you come listen and talk with me and share. We get together in our group sessions and then come back a month later and say, huh, here's what happened in the last month. So it is absolutely no pressure. It is absolutely low key. But if you want to be loaded down, it will give you everything you need to know to become the best manifester you could possibly be, as well as the most in tune, in sync, aware, intuitive, amazingly accurate empathic reader for yourself or for other people. So check it out, Me School. I know that was a long intro, but I'm just getting more and more excited about it. And I want you to know it's something you can find right now on my website. I'm also opening up the next few weeks to talk with you guys personally about the program. I'm opening up these 20-minute little sessions with you where I can talk to you, see if it's right for you, see if you're ready for it. Believe it or not everybody is. So it's really good that we talk. Or you can just jump in if you know you're ready. You know, definitely do that. It's only for you guys who are on the fence, unsure. I'm opening up these slots. You can find that again on the website. Don't be shy. Take advantage. You know I love to talk to you. Let's go into security now, because that was a very long intro. My apologies. Security, security, security. When we think about money, we often see it as something that if we get enough of it, we will be secure the rest of our lives. So we come up in our imagination with a win the lottery scenario. If I had $1 million, if I had $5 million, then I'll be secure for the rest of my life. I'll be safe. It's what I need. Yet we know, or we fear, or we anticipate that we're not going to get that $1 million. We already have it in our lack thinking that this is a dream and it's probably not going to happen. So we are by default, by instinct even, already settled into plan B. The one we want is not available to us. We just cut that out of our life. Boom, we want it, we can't have it. Plan B. Imagine if you had a child and they said, I want to graduate at the top of my class, but I know it's not going to happen. So I'm just going to settle in and be average and mediocre. Plan B. Wouldn't that just break your heart? Wouldn't you say, why would you say that to yourself? What's wrong with you? Why don't you just set your sights as high as you can let them go? Yeah, this is what we all do. We settle into the plan B life, the second best life. Do you see what this does? It sets you up for years of just getting through because you already accepted it down at the core fundamental level of your being. And you might have all kinds of reasons why you accept it. You might say, well, I'm not as good as someone else. I'll never be an expert like them. Oh, they're good with people. I'm not. They're good on TV and I'm not. They went to the right school and I didn't. Their parents work for this company. My parents, you know, worked for no company. Whatever you're telling yourself about why you don't have this dream, vision, goal, the security that you wanted, I want you to know it's something you made up in your head. You chose to tell yourself that. And probably other people gave you, you know, unconscious hints along the way. Your parents may have subtly suggested, yeah, do, you know, play safe. Don't do that. Don't take that major in school. You know, don't, you know, why don't you just get a job, any job? Okay. You could say that we've all been sort of corralled in that direction. Ironically, the direction of quote unquote safety. But it's really one of the most unsafe routes available to you. Because it means that you get yourself wrapped up in these lives and careers where you're at the mercy, first of all, of other people always telling you what to do. Other people saying either I want you or I don't want you. I'll hire you or I don't. That is giving up your power over and over again. Can you think of anyone you know right now, any friend who habitually just goes after new jobs, just turns in applications all the time, tries them just to see what they give him or her, just to see, because they have this constant understanding that it's not about someone picking me. It's about me picking them. So I'm just going to continuously look around and see who I might want to pick next. Do you know anybody who's that proactive? No? How come? Because almost nobody is. Almost everybody's thinking jobs are hard to get. I'm not going to put myself up for all that rejection, even though I don't like what I'm doing, or even though I've maxed out at what I'm doing, or even though I'm so good at what I'm doing, I can't leave. Who's out there actually saying, no, I'm going to start scouting around? And yes, I have to send an introductory calling card to these companies, but really, I'm the one looking at them. And I don't mean just companies like working for someone else. That's kind of like the easiest, you know, way to phrase it. But, you know, starting your own interior design business, or going and, working for an international aid agency, or working in the government, or even in the military. We're so used to being second, having to be chosen, having to be wanted. All of you actors out there. Oh, you guys, you feel that so much all the time. Oh, they didn't pick me. I did my best and they didn't choose me. That is lack, lack, lack. That is living in the lack cycle. You got to open your eyes, turn it around. No, I'm not waiting on someone else to pick me. I'm picking them. And I'm going to get myself out of those situations where I have to be picked all the time. I don't know what that means yet. But all I know is that I'm going to start choosing the people I work with, the companies I work with. I'm going to do it. And if I do need to be employed by somebody, maybe I will go out there and send out 500 resumes till I find the company that I want to work with, not just the one who picks me that I just say, okay, right? Start feeling abundant here. Start feeling very, very abundant. Start thinking of the thousands, hundreds of thousands of jobs that are open right now. Think about all the professions that you can walk into right now. Yeah, you may be walking in as a brand new newbie. So does everybody. You can reinvent your life at any point. We often think, no, I can't. You know, I'm already 40. I'm already 60. I'm already 70. You can reinvent it any time you want. It's not going to take you 15 years to become an expert. Maybe you have a God-given gift at this, and it will take you 18 months to become an expert. Because think about it. We all know people who've been in fields for 15 years and never become an expert. They only become mediocre at best. See, these are all justifications. You have to wash those away. Let's get back to security. Security is a sense that, no, I don't have $1 million in a bank. Because frankly, if I did, then I'd feel like it might be taken away from me. What if something happens? What if I get sick? What if I have to live off of it? What if I have to send my kids to college and it's used all up? What if, right? That's not security. That's false security. Here's real security. Here's the feeling you're really going after when you're manifesting. It's like this. I might have $1 million in the bank today. And I might spend it all tomorrow, but I'll have another million the day after that because I know how to make and recreate those millions over and over. I know how to navigate in my flow and in my life so that I'm always receiving an abundance of reward for everything I give. I'm the kind of person who gives a lot, but I receive a lot back. It's not a one-way street in my energy field. Oh, no, I give and give and give some more because I love it. I love what I'm giving. And because of that, I receive and I receive and I receive some more. A lot of you guys have a big problem with receiving, and I can spot it in even just the littlest things. When I give you a compliment, you say, oh, well, you know, okay, thanks. Or when you'll even tell me during our private sessions together sometimes, now, people tell me that I'm really good at this, but part of me just doesn't believe them, or it does believe them, or, but I don't know what to do with it. Or I think they're just saying that to be nice because they want me to like them. All kinds of things. Trouble receiving. How are you ever going to receive huge, abundant gobs of money? You'll feel guilty about it. You'll feel wrong about it. You'll push it away. Or you'll say, I'm not at that level. That's someone else's, not mine. Oh my goodness, so much going on in you. By the way, a lot of these things that I'm bringing up right now, you can explore them further. I did create something called the Prosperity Challenge. It's a 14-day program. It's super cheap, or at least it is now, until I rework it and expand it and make it even bigger and greater. But right now, you can find it at the Manifesting Store at flowdreaming.com. Anyway, it's a 7-day program. Actually, it's a 14-day program where you look at all of these different beliefs and see which ones you get snagged on. It's really, really great way to be insightful about you and where your holdups are, where your lack thinking is spilling over and how it's manifesting. Of course, I teach flow dreaming, which is this emotional method then for absolutely correcting whatever this belief is that you've got. It corrects beliefs. It also programs your future, programs you, your energy field, so that your flow can go and help you and create new stuff for you. I like to think sometimes of my flow, this energy of being that I am. By the way, if you're just still confused what flow is, go to my website. There is a Flow Dreaming 101 podcast that I think will be really helpful for you, explains exactly what flow is and flow dreaming. Anyway, I tend to think of this energy as something that is always sort of moving ahead of me in life. And it is figuring out what the future patterns will be, what people's flows of energies will come together, what patterns will emerge and develop. It's like, think of 1,000 strands of energy moving into the future, you and all the things you're connected to. Those strands of energy, those potentials are going to weave together in some particular way, in some form. And it's not random. Those strands are being worked on right now, sending them into the particular direction that will emerge for you tomorrow, the next week, the next month, the next year. You now, by feeling, by creating, pre-acting, flow dreaming, are setting in motion the direction of those potentials, those strands, so that the beautiful ribbon of, you know, the braided ribbon of light, of energy, of situations that unfold for you in your future has your stamp on it. You marked it. You said, yeah, that's my template. That's where I was going. I didn't know all the particulars. That's Flo's job. I'm the CEO. Flo, that's the whole rest of the office building doing what I asked them to do, because I couldn't possibly know all their jobs. I couldn't possibly know everything that's coming into the company, but they do, and they know my vision. Flo is like, are like all those office workers or those strands of light, like I said, putting things together for me. Flo knows my vision. My vision is based on my feeling, on my emotion. When I look into my future, the kind of security I feel is I make $1 million today, I make it tomorrow, I make it the next day. I'm so secure, I could lose that $1 million. And I still feel secure knowing that I've created the resources or the job or the career or whatever, that I will always be okay. Always. I will always have what I need when I need it. It is always there coming to me. I was sent into this game with everything I needed. Everything. It's just me. That's the big test of life. You, your ability to pick up all those things that were laid in front of you, all those tools scattered around you. The true test is not getting those tools, acquiring those things, beating things, getting through things. No, it's you inside yourself having the courage and the ability and the focus and the self-expansion and the vision and the fearlessness to pick them all up and start using them and make something. There you go. Woo, strong words again. Boy, I've been on a roll lately. We're going to go to a quick break, okay? When we come back, I'll be taking your calls. I'd love to look into you, look in your flow, look into your scarcity, see where it may be coming from in you. Let's get this bathtub drain unplugged. Get things moving again in your life. And we're also going to do a flow dream together. So stay with me. I'll be right back with more flow dreaming. Hi, it's summer, but on break, and I know that some of you are still wondering, what is flow dreaming and what is me school? Because I refer to both of these quite a bit in my podcast. Me School is a transformational program. It's a gorgeous and deeply revealing, empowering online school worldwide where I teach you how to remodel your life in any way you choose using the technique of flow dreaming, as well as a bunch of other deeply powerful life-changing processes. So Me School is either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. And that means that I'm accepting students who work with me for the year, and you can learn how to do what I do in life. The way I think, the way I build things, make things, heal things, everything I talk about, you will learn directly from me how to do. You're going to create some amazing things. My Me Schoolers, their lives change way beyond the norm. And you don't even have to be a superstar when you go in. Some of you are, and you're ready to go bigger, play in that bigger field. And some of you are just saying, hey, help, what's next? Where should I go? And both are fine. Both are great. If you're ready to go big, but you know that you need to deepen your own spiritual practice and your personal growth, because that's where it all comes from, right? Then this is where you need to be. Your life only grows as big as you do. So here's what to do. Go on over to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. And during these enrollment periods, you can actually set up a free phone call with me or my staff. And we'll talk about it. Is it a fit? Is it interesting? During waitlist times, we just put you on a list of people who've expressed interest so we can notify you as soon as the doors open. All right, I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode. All right, welcome back to Flow Dreaming. So, how do we create this feeling of security, right? I've spent the first portion of the program talking to you about how to identify the lack, pointing out all kinds of places where it pops up. Then I showed you what a true feeling of security might feel like, at least it does for me. How do you now make that happen? How do you make the shift? One of the things that I do personally is to flow for it. I really do. I pre-act it, and then I do a bunch of action in my life to back that up. When I'm pre-acting, when I'm feeling this kind of security, I am opening myself emotionally. I'm acknowledging the strength of my feelings as they can communicate with flow and my future and the universe. And I'm saying, I feel so secure. Everything I need comes to me. I have what I need when I need it. If something is right for me, I can see it and feel it, and I jump on it. I have security everywhere, and my security is fluid and changing. It's nothing that becomes old and stale. And unlike me, no, my security is always evolving. It evolves with me. It's like a magic carpet under my feet. It goes with me wherever I go. It holds me up. I'm never without it, even though we're both in the midst of constant evolution and change. My security is tied intimately to the change in my life, which continuously upholds and expands that security for me. Okay, this is my thinking, and I'm just, you know, kind of, again, riffing on it. And I can riff easily because I've embedded this sensation in me. And what happens around me as a result? My life has become increasingly secure. I'm probably the most secure now than I've ever been. This doesn't mean things won't still happen and changes and big stuff won't fly in or out. People won't bring me their dramas and this and that. But I know I have the resources in myself. I've created them in my life. I've created assets, I've created abilities, I've created ways of thinking, mindsets that allow me to always bob up to the top again. This for me is what money is supposed to achieve for most of us. But can you see how money is just a fraction of that? I mean, money is just one piece of the security pie. The rest of it is me, is my mindset, my skills, my abilities, my belief in myself, my faith in myself. My self-growth has become part of my security. Puts a whole different light on it, doesn't it? And it also makes sense why, you know, we say to ourselves sometimes, I don't want to do something just for the money. I'm not going just, you know, I don't live my life just for the money. It's true. You don't. Money is just part of a piece of security. You probably live your life to get it to a place where you feel like everything is steady and calm and well. And because of this, I feel absolute freedom to lift my wings and fly whenever I want. It's like you're a bird and you've built a nest. Well, now that the nest is built, now that it's sturdy and safe for you, you can fly any place you want, knowing that your nest is always there. That's your security. What's in the nest? What is it? It's money, yeah, but your family becomes part of that. Your emotional stability is a huge part of that, meaning your relationships become part of that. Internal faith, trust in yourself. This is all security. Now, energetically, if you start developing that kind of security, money just follows along. It has to. It's part of the package. Comes with. Isn't that a beautiful thing now to chase after instead of that $1 million in your bank account? For me, it means that everything I do kind of plays into this bigger, more beautiful schematic of my life. Do I love this? Is it good for me? Does it create stability? Does it create growth? I love that. The growth and stability are now like intertwined. They're best friends. You know, I'm always growing, but I'm also growing my stability. I love that. Anyway, flow dreaming teaches you to think like this. Me school, it's a year because it takes that long to learn to think like this. You have been practicing how many years of your life going in a different direction of thinking? A year is a very short amount of time to send you off on a complete new road. But you have to. This is it. I mean, otherwise, all the stuff you've been thinking and feeling is just going to keep on trucking. If that's what you want, stick it. Stay there. You know, stick in it. If you want to think differently, come think differently. Right. Let's do a quick flow dream, and then we'll get some of your calls as we wrap up the hour. I want to take you into this feeling of growth and security with me right now so you get a real feel for it. Okay, flow dreaming is not meditation. It's not self-hypnosis, nor is it affirmations. I speak my way through this flow dream with you because, frankly, I'm recording. I'm on a podcast. I'm on a radio show, and I have to talk or all you hear is silence and you can't hear what's going on in my head. If I was flow dreaming on my own, though, this would all be an internal sensation, feeling-based kind of experience. So close your eyes with me now. And don't think about clearing your mind. You're not setting aside anything except your stress so that you can more clearly focus on your feelings. Those things that push you and guide you, that subconsciously send you in different directions in your life. All those things that have been telling you, be careful. If you don't do this, you won't have enough. Or if you do that, you risk not having enough. If you step out on your own, you'll be without. If you don't do as I say, I won't nurture you. You can see all of these things stacking up like someone is putting buttons on a string. Lack, lack, lack. And there they are inside of you. You can say the words, you can feel the feelings inside yourself. All these limits and restrictions that are so deep in you that they have become normal. They become your normal, your everyday. Every decision tacked along those lines. And here you are looking at them. You take these buttons off the string in your mind as you stand in this beautiful place that's well lit. Sun shines. It's breezy. air smells cool and crisp and gorgeous. Here you are, looking through these different things people have given you over the years, and you're realizing, I don't want any of these. These don't create stability for me. These don't create joy for me. They create this expectation of receiving less, that I won't get my needs met by my partner, husband, wife, by my employer, by my coworkers, by my best friends, by my acquaintances. I won't get my needs met by, you could just fill it in, by my job, by my body. You can feel the upwelling of disappointment that this is created, that you have created, this energy, this anticipation of lack. So do you say to yourself instead, no, I did this all by choice. No one made me feel this way. No one forced me to feel this way. I did it by choice, by not knowing. And so I can let it go. I can choose that too. And so you do. And you take these buttons and one by one you toss them in front of you into what appears as a big, beautiful lake of light, shimmery, gorgeous light. Toss them ahead of you. Go on, do it. Toss them. Every single piece of lack in your life that you anticipate. And as your hands are now empty and free, you realize, oh, I feel lighter. I feel different. I feel as if I want to replace this with something else, with a different sense, a different understanding of security. And so I take that in, I accept that, I feel that, and you draw it in all around you. Bring it in. Do you see its bright light curling in towards you from your flow, from this great deep place in the energies? Bring it into you. And you feel this light surrounding you, curling up around you, a big, beautiful, gentle cocoon of safety. And it says to you, we can give you safety. We can create security in all ways, in many ways, in ways that are so fluid that they can float through anything. They can withstand any storm and yet still be as beautiful and sweet as ever. Would you like that? And you say, yes, what kind of security is that? I want that. And your flow answers. It says this is the kind of security that you receive when you open and trust. When you know that it's as strong as anything, the strongest ribbon of energy in the universe, and yet it's the most supple and flexible. It will always be around you, always be bringing you what you need when you need it. You never have to be without. You never have to make decisions based on being without. Every decision you make is smart, is thoughtful, is conscientious. You don't create lack by overspending. You don't create lack by creating that sense in your life anymore. Oh, no. You create abundance by respecting what you have, by calling gently, like calling a kitty cat to your feet. Come here. You call in the security, you call in the income, you call in the opportunities. And they come running. Why wouldn't they? They want to be with someone like you who expects them. Opportunities want to be with you because you expect them. And you receive them. And you take them in now. They fill you. You float in them. This is your security. This is your abundance. This is your income. This is your money. This is your career. This is your safety. This is your ability. This is your internal strength. It's all there inside you. As you open your eyes and return from flow, eyes open, you'll have noticed in this flow dream that my voice got animated. That's because this is emotional. That's because you need to feel this. My words were just there to hang your emotions on. like a clothesline to hang your clothes. That's what the words are for. Hang your emotions up on them. Feel them. That's you interacting, actually interacting energetically, physically on every level, synced in flow, interacting, creating. I love it. Okay. Quick break. When we come back, I see your calls, Cindy, Cole. I'm going to get through as many as I can. We're going to look in your life, in your abundance. We'll be right back. Stay with me for more Flow Dreaming.
Hey, it's Summer again, and we're on a break, but this is where I catch you up on a couple of things that can really help you go much deeper with flow dreaming. First, if you're wondering, how do I flow dream? What is flow dreaming? Then I have a free kit I created to teach you how to be in flow, how to talk to flow, how to manifest in your flow. Go to flowdreaming.com, enter your email there, and you'll get my tutorial on how to do all of this. I also give you a free flow dream to get started with. And this gives you the first step toward creating a freaking awesome life. And it also puts all of the concepts that you're learning in this podcast into context. So pop in your email on my homepage, flowdreaming.com, right now. Why not? We're on break. And I'll send it right to you. Then if you want to go a step further, you can begin expanding your library of flow dreams, which are these emotionally delicious audios that help you grow your power and manifest your future. This is the stuff. This is what we actually work with, how we do it. And they're on all kinds of topics. You can end fear, you can get unstuck or find your perfect career, be seen, get out of debt, find your soulmate, clear your body of toxins. It's just, the list is practically endless. These playlists are very powerful and very effective. In fact, I get emails every day with thank you notes from lottery winners, people who've just gotten married, people who got these huge unexpected bonuses at work, or they've reduced massive amounts of pain or debt, or they've healed themselves either inside or in their body. So please visit the shop at flowdreaming.com and see how you want to begin changing your life. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. So I hope that in that flow dream, something else emerged for you. You have a particular set of ideal emotions that will work for you best when you start feeling a reversal of this lack cycle, when you start feeling security. Maybe security isn't your trigger. Maybe it is not your key manifesting emotion. Maybe you need to work on the feeling of relief. Maybe you need to focus on the feeling of freedom. As you learn to flow dream, you learn which emotions work best for you and the different characteristics of all of them. They all do different things. They all unlock different doors in your future. It's exciting to figure them out and to try them. So pay attention to that. And if you listen to this show or this podcast again, play with some different emotions when you go in and listen to the flow dream the next time. It's a really fun journey to figure out which your top manifesting emotions are. Ooh, that's a wonderful podcast idea episode. Maybe I'll have to find it coming up. Okay, let's go. Hey, Cole, calling from St. Louis. Cole, I think I know exactly who you are, honey.
Yes, you do.
I do, and this is why I'm talking to you, because I know you need something. You have been a bungled up, mangled up, blah, 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 blah. I don't know where you've been, but you're like a tangled string. Is that what you're calling about? Yeah, I know.
I'm just wondering what's going on with my flow. I'm really stuck in the areas that you know about, with Andrew, yeah, my career, finances, and I just want to know what's going on. Why am I so stuck?
Yeah. So for everybody who's listening right now, Cole is one of my students. She's in my Diamond Circle. And she's been having a lot of trouble getting through to me. Emails not arriving, scheduling appointments, having them not happen. This doesn't happen very often. I mean, this is really rare. But occasionally, I get someone like this. And when that happens, I stop and I think, all right, we have an issue here. Their flow is moving in all directions, and it's even dumping out and pouring toward me. So it's kind of like a blinking light going, catch your attention, catch your attention. Cole, you have such an abundance of emotion, as you well know, and your process right now is to learn how this emotion is so powerful for you and not to fear it and not to let it scatter you in all directions. You have to think of yourself like a rainbow. You have all of these emotions, very vibrant, all colors, but they've all come together in a specific form, the rainbow. They're not a mess. When they're a mess, when they're all glopped together, they're brown. They're icky. They pull you down. They confuse you. They depress you. And you know this because it'll pull you right down into that brown. But when they're all separate, yet clear, working, flowing together, you become strong. You become beautiful. You look at your life right now. I can see you looking at your finances, looking at your relationship, and you have allowed yourself to feel a certain way about each one, that it is quote unquote broken, quote unquote over, unfixable, not going anywhere. I'm stuck. Even that acknowledgement, I'm stuck, is you looking at the lack side of things. Okay. And you know me, I'm not a Pollyanna, happy all the time, optimist in the face of reality, but you're still turning in that direction at all the things that don't work. You have to turn your eyes the other direction and say, everything is exactly where it should be for me right now. Every problem in front of me has its solution right next to it. They're like best friends holding hands together. My solution is right there. I pick it up. I'm holding it. I'm taking it in. All these communication problems I've been having, that's my flow hearing me all the time saying, I'm having trouble communicating. I'm having trouble moving. I'm having trouble going forward. I'm being stuck. That goes away. I don't have those problems anymore. I feel smooth, clear, open. When I think of my ex-boyfriend, I think of a beautiful blue. That's me. That's my emotion, blue, clarity, tranquility. When I think of my work, I feel a gorgeous green. That's me growing something, making something bigger, like a little green grass sprout. When I think of my heart, I think of a gorgeous deep pink, magenta, because it's full, it's passionate. When I think of my intuitive space, I think of a beautiful deep purple, lavender, violet, rich, aware, guiding me. It's all me. They're all moving together, holding one another. There's no area out of alignment when the rainbow is all together. They all prop each other up. Okay, I'm using these images here, and I know they could sound a little wackadoodle, but they're meant to sort of change your energy. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm talking you through this energy change, the shift in focus. And really, it's like a knob in your head. Click. Turn it. You are fine. You are well. You are flowing. You can reach me anytime. I reach you anytime. Whatever issues there have been, just magically dissolve. They just dissolve. They don't need to be there. I don't need them. They're not necessary. You don't need to block yourself with them. Let them go. They're not necessary for you. You feel that? They're dissolving. Even as I'm talking to you, it's like my fingers are in front of me and I'm dissolving something invisible in the air. You feel what I'm doing?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'm going to let you go with that. Okay. But I want you to click into that different frame. click into the different frame, because you've given enough attention to the quote-unquote reality frame for a while.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, my dear. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
All right, bye now. So what I did with Cindy there was, frankly, a little bit of energy work for her, because I can feel like she's a little knob and she can get turned too far in one direction, and I got to turn her back into her clarity, back into her strength. You know, one of her things is not to become submerged in her emotional self, and she's learning that right now, how it's her greatest strength for her in particular. Cindy, hey, you're calling from Canada. How are you?
Hi, Summer.
Hello. What's going on in your flow, in your life?
I want to find out about my sister. She's 13 years older than me, and she has two daughters.
Okay.
Her youngest daughter is 13 years younger than me, and just lately I was at a wedding. It was for her other daughter, and I felt like the black sheep of the family. I felt like my sister and this niece in particular, the younger one, being kind of like high schoolish with me. I don't know. I don't think they like me very much.
What have you done lately to annoy them?
Actually, I try and stay away out of their life. I mean, if it wasn't for the wedding of her daughter, her older daughter, I don't really have much to do with any of them. So,
what's her name? First name of your sister? Let's just do her, because we don't have that much time to look at everybody.
Well, can you look at my niece? I know what my sister's problem. She's got a little sibling rivalry.
Oh yeah. Okay. Let's see. What's your niece's name?
Her daughter's name is Amy. I don't know why she's getting involved. Why she doesn't like me? So.
Let me go find Amy right now. And your sister's name, though, so I know. Let me play some. Pat.
Pat and Amy, yeah.
Pat and Amy. Okay, Amy. Amy. She is wanting her mom to be... She wants her mom to feel like they're on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it is a taking sides thing. And sometimes it's just so disappointing to hear it, something so banal and basic as that. But she's taking sides with her mom. She's not really thinking through too much. She's not exploring it independently. Mm-hmm. She's just siding. Mm-hmm. There are also things about you, I think, that, She's a little bit judgmental. I feel this little judgment thing coming out. Mm-hmm. She's judging you on things that you've done or you didn't do or that were outside the quote unquote norm.
Mm-hmm.
And she feels like that's just not right. You know, Amy's not that deep of a person. I hate to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she were, she would come to you and meet you as her own individual self.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't. She has a tendency to judge. She has a tendency to try and, you know, align with the winning side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't get too upset by this. I really wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's disappointing, you can't change her personality. And that's what I'm looking at here. It's not just you she does it with. She does it with other people. It's her, what do you call it, modus operandi. It's how she works in life.
So it's right, like, Cindy? Well, if they didn't have me to backtalk, they wouldn't have anything in common kind of thing?
You and everybody else that they do that with, yeah.
I see.
Okay, Cindy, I got to let you go, my dear, because I'm getting my little 10-second warning.
Okay, thank you, Summer.
I hope it gives you a little bit. Bye. Thanks, Cindy. Thanks for waiting also for me to answer that. Yeah, if I felt there was something deeper that you could resolve, I would have gone in there and, you know, told you that instead. You really can't. I don't think she's worth the effort, even though she's blood. I hate to say it. Some people aren't. You know, focus on your best friend instead, or your relationship. That's where your good stuff's going to come from. Okay, that wraps another episode of Flow Dreaming. Boy, did that whiz fast for me. We have another episode of Lack Cycle coming up, and then we're going to move into something else beautiful, big, exciting in these Flow Dreaming podcasts and shows. So my love to you all. Please email me if you have any questions anytime, summer@flowdreaming.com. I'd love to talk with you guys, too, about my upcoming Me School. Like I said, this is your only shot.
All right, that wraps up our episode today. But before you go, two things. One, you can get the Flow Dreaming app in the Google, Amazon, or iTunes app stores. It allows you to search and sort to mark your favorite episodes. It's completely free to download. And it gives you access to the latest several dozen of these episodes, as well as to the premium episode library, where there are more than 400 episodes that date back 10 years. The app's free, so go download it now at Flow Dreaming in the App Store on your mobile device. And last, if you love my show, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's podcast. It's called The Dear Venus Show, and she's an amazing intuitive and a medium and super, super funny. Search the words Dear Venus in your podcast directory or online, and that way you can find her too.